You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis's appeal to pray for his upcoming journey to Lesbos on Saturday shines a spotlight on the plight of hundreds of thousands of desperate migrants fleeing conflict and poverty in the Middle East. Internationally acclaimed photojournalist Aris Messinis, the chief photographer for AFP in Athens, is currently on assignment in Lesbos. Messinis recently gained attention in the media, not for a photograph that he captured, but rather for an image taken of him in which he set his camera aside to help a refugee child struggling to get out of the water. Messinis has been on assignment in Lesbos for a year and a half now. Vatican Radio's Antonella Palermo speaks with him about the situation there and his thoughts on the upcoming papal visit.
Lesbos is one part of this difficult journey of the refugees. First of all, we need to realize, all of us, the reason these people are leaving their country and their houses, if they have any house left or any family, to cross to Europe in a more safe land. If we realize this, then we will start realizing what is making all these people risking something more to cross to Europe. All these people are coming through Turkey and they cross Aegean Sea with the fake dinghies. Most of them, they have no idea about sea. They never face the sea in their life. They don't know how to swim. And this is a reason that makes this journey more difficult for them. They gather dozens of them, up to 60 to 80 people, and they get in a dinghy, which is, first of all, it's not for sea, it's for a lake, and it's to host a maximum up to 18 people. So you can imagine the danger they face when they are so overcrowded in one boat. We've seen many accidents. There are also many other people drowned and missing without no one of us have any idea where they are or how they died. It's a very difficult step for them, but the journey is not ending in Lesbos. They are facing more dangers and more difficulties during their trip, especially now that the borders, the northern Greece, are closed. We are talking about a human tragedy that we need to understand why this is happening, because there is a reason of it. It's not their fault. Somebody else created this war, and these innocent people, they just need to survive. It's the survival instinct that all of us we have, and we need to escape the danger. In Lesbos, we face very difficult moments because personally for me, it's, as a photographer, I also work in Syria in the war, and I know what is going on there. In a war situation, you can understand the danger. You know that what the danger is. You know that people are dying. But in Lesbos, in a peaceful place or in the sea, in the open sea, that there is no war and no danger from weapons or bombs or whatever, it's very difficult to see people dying, especially children. So maybe this is something that makes this story more badly, emotionally, I don't know the word exactly, but this is what makes me feel very sad and make, you know, many very difficult times for us covering this story.
There is a photo which has become the icon, okay? You help a child, without your camera. How can you remind us this event?
There are many times we help people, because it's not only me, many people. Even you would do the same, I think. When you see people in danger, especially children, you cannot do anything else. It's okay, we try to do our job in an objective way, but we also are humans, you know. When you see somebody in danger and asking for your help, for sure you will help him. Especially if you see, you know, children in the sea and they are in a real danger. What you would do? Take the picture? No way.
So how these events related to migrants changed your way of working?
I don't know if it changed my way of working, because I was always targeting in the human emotions and reactions. So In that moment, I'm not in a position to realize if my change of working has changed. My change of thinking for people is changed, which is not about work, it's a personal thoughts. I realize that people are not so helpful each other sometimes. After living all this period and covering the refugee crisis, I'm very disappointed about humanity, about the human beings.
Because I think that sometimes the risk is for an operator is to consider human beings like objects to fix,
yes,
in a photo.
For someone that is not doing this job, it's reasonable to have this way of thinking. But for us, doing this job, they are not objects. They are human beings that they have their own story, and we are the people that we need to tell the story to the people outside. That we need to inform the people what is going on in the world. So, for someone that he wants to criticize our job, okay, he can say anything he wants, that we selling the human pain, or we covering misery to earn something, or we don't feel anything about these people. But at the end, everybody is getting informed by us, by a journalist or a photographer. So at the end, it's not so good to criticize our job without knowing what we are doing. They need to think very carefully what we are doing for the rest of the world. Without photographers and journalists, nobody would know about the war, about human suffering, about anything. So it's easy to criticize, but it's difficult to live and do this job.
The Pope is planning to go to Lesbos to be close to refugees. First of all, how do you see this visit?
Big step, great step. But I hope that this move will give light to some other kind of people that they don't want to realize the reality. I hope that this will help in action, not only in theory, because everybody is showing solidarity or whatever, but in action, you know, in fact, there is very less things happening. So I hope this step of the Pope will give light to some people.
And also you are going to be there.
For sure. I'm covering the Lesbos story the last year, so this is a big moment for us as a photojournalist to be there. It's another thing we must show to people.
How do you consider this agreement between Europe and Turkey about migrants?
This is an agreement that cannot success. It cannot success. It's so simple. It's not easy to stop these people flee the war. Whoever talk with these people, because we talk with these people. I talk with hundreds or thousands of people all this period.
Which is the solution?
The solution, stop the war. If they stop the war, if they make an agreement with Syria, not with Turkey. If they do all these EU summits, not for the refugee crisis, but how to stop the war in Syria, and not only in Syria, Afghanistan, it's also a war zone. All these Afghans are refugees, they are not migrants. In Iraq, it's also a war zone. ISIS are involved in Iraq. You see, all these suicide bombings, all these places are a war zone. So, the point is to make these summits, the EU summits, global summits or whatever, how to stop the war and not how to block these people that they are suffering by war. And this agreement, it cannot work. It's physically, it cannot work. You cannot control sea. And even if you control sea, there are other places that they will try to cross.
What relationship between these people and you do you find in your heart?
I only have a big respect for these people, because they are trying for a better future without knowing where they go. But makes me think, and I think I became better human after all this period living with these people, and be a small part of their struggle.
That was Antonella Palermo speaking with Aries Messinis, photographer on assignment in Lesbos.